In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about results versus efforts. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel Peterson. I'm excited to talk about this today because, this one is one that I think about all the time. It's really, really been a huge part of me changing the way that I show up, me changing up my strategies behind the scenes, changing up the way that some things work. This is really important because so many times people will say to me like, Rachel, I am posting on TikTok and I'm not getting any results. Or, Rachel, I've been posting a YouTube video a week for 5 years and I never get any views. Or, Rachel, I've been trying to find clients and I spend hours a day searching for clients and I never find any. Okay, so this is gonna be a little dose of tough love. You guys cool with that today? If not, you may not want to listen to this podcast episode. This is tough love, but this is the same tough love that I've given myself. And to be clear, if you do not benefit right now from like the suck it up buttercup in this season of life, don't listen to this. I myself have to know when I'm ready for some tough love versus when I'm ready for some like nurturing snuggles. Can someone just tell me that I'm nice and that I help people, right? There are certain seasons of that. Okay, so this is big. This is tough love. And tough love is important at times. And sometimes the snuggles and the, like, when I'm sick, I want my mom to hold me. Like, literally, like, Mom, can you just hold me and bring me soup? Sometimes I want that. Sometimes I need someone to tell me, like, you're doing such a good job. Okay, this is not that. So sometimes people will say like, I've been doing this on this platform. I've been trying to find clients. I've been doing this. I've been doing this. And I'm like, okay, so what do you have to show for it? And they're like, nothing, absolutely nothing. Okay. This is that moment of tough love. If you're doing the same exact thing over and over and over and over again for days, weeks, months, and getting absolutely no results, you got to change things up. Because taking action steps without getting results is going to leave you frustrated. It's going to leave you exhausted. It's going to leave you feeling like nothing works. And not everything works for everyone. Different paths work for different people. And this is super important. There's not a one size fits all. What works for me might be different from what works for Caitlin. What works for me might be different from what works for Teresa. The important thing is that you honestly recognize, like, look at the results that you're getting and ask yourself, are these results reflecting the level of effort that I'm putting forward? And if the answer is no, it's time to change things up and try something totally different. Now, the reason that I share this is because I am guilty as charged of having tried many things the same exact way that other people have done them. I spent years putting like the best photos I could on Instagram and not growing. I spent years trying what I saw everyone else doing and it wasn't working. But I was still putting in the effort, right? Like, can you imagine? Let's pretend like you had a car that was stuck in the mud at the bottom of a hill and you had to push it up. But every single step, like your shoes are sliding. Can you guys get the visual? Like your shoes are sliding and you're trying to push this car. Can you tell I've been in this kind of situation before? And you're trying to push and push and push and nothing is working. But guess what? You are getting a very, very solid leg workout. You are going to be exhausted. But if that is not working, if that car is not budging, you have to find something different or else you're just going to end up exhausted, frustrated with your car still stuck in the mud. And so if the things that you're doing aren't working, it's time to take a good, honest look at your approach, your communication, the tactics that you're using, the strategies, who you're following, the advice that you're taking, and what you are ultimately implementing. For example, I teach probably, combined maybe 20 different strategies for generating leads for clients. And oftentimes, and I'm going to be honest about this, sometimes people will cling to the one or two that feel the most comfortable. Anyone else say, like, this sounds super familiar? I do this sometimes. If someone's like, you need to get visible, I'm like, I'm going to get visible in the way that's most comfortable to me. I'm going to get visible in the way that is in my comfort zone still. I am not trying to exit my comfort zone in this process. In fact, this is kind of funny. Whenever I like want to get really fit, and I have seasons where I do try to get fit, and then I have some seasons where I'm like, okay, like therapy is kicking my butt and I'm not going to try to get really fit as well in this season, which is like this season right now. It's been super intense. It's so good. But in this season, there are times where I go into the gym and I will be like, can I just do something that takes like no effort? Can I do the thing that's easy? Can I just like sleep, nap while I'm on the elliptical? It's so interesting. Growth doesn't come in our comfort zone. And I mean this in the best way possible. And that's like one of the beautiful, cruel, wonderful twists of fate that life gives us consistently. And that is that your biggest growth is not going to come in your comfort zone most of the time. If you're doing something over and over and over and over again, the chances are it's not aligned for you. And the thing that you're avoiding is the thing that will actually get you the biggest results. Sometimes people say like, hey, do you remember that old commercial where it was like, I could do anything for love. And it like goes on and then it goes, but I won't do that. And it's like, that's the one thing that's important. My question to you is this. What is that thing that you won't do? The thing that is the scariest, the thing that makes you like, ooh, that is so outside of my comfort zone. Because oftentimes that is the one that's going to turn your efforts into result generating activities. So the thing that I want to share from this is that if you are putting forward efforts and you're not getting results, it's time to change things up a little bit. And that thing where you're like, but I won't do that. Although oftentimes when people say like, I really want a successful business, I'll be like, okay, so can you do YouTube videos? And they're like, I won't do that. And I'm like, okay, how about TikTok videos? They're like, I also won't do that. And then I'm like, okay, how about like sharing behind the scenes on Instagram? They're like, I won't do that either. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just gave you all of the best paths. And those things that you're not willing to do are the very things that will get you the results that you're looking for. So the point of this episode is I'm here to give you some tough love. If you are putting in the efforts and you're not getting the results, it's time to figure something else out. Maybe it's time to do the things that you didn't want to do in order to get the results that you've never had. And here's another thought. If you have never gotten the results that you wanted, maybe it's time to put in a different path. Maybe it's time to take different action steps. Maybe it's time to try a different approach. If you've never gotten the results that you want, then don't keep doing the process that is comfortable because that has never led to the result that you want. So continuing to follow that path is just going to get you more of the same results that you currently are walking in. What you are currently walking in with one caveat. This is not talking about traumatic situations. This is not talking about abusive scenarios. This is not talking about things that are outside of your control. I want to be so clear about that. Trauma-informed is important. Outside of those things, okay? The results that you're currently walking in today are the results of the efforts that you have been walking in and consistently taking action in. I hope that this episode has inspired you. I know it was good time for some people. I know some of you guys are like, dang it, I'm so mad at her. She said the things that I didn't want to hear. I was hoping she'd say like, 1, 2, 3, this simple hashtag I wish I could do. I've been searching for the easy button. There is no such thing. run from the people who tell you that it exists. If you want to be a little closer to my mentorship, if you enjoy my tough love, but also my nurturing, head on over to clickforlife.com, clickforlife.com, and feel free to apply. We take on just a couple of people in mentorship every single month. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.